For the last 40 years, partisan battles between Democrats and Republicans over drawing up redistricting maps have ended up in either state or federal court. But the state constitution makes it clear that the task belongs exclusively to the legislative branch. After the last battle in 2002, the court agreed to look for ways to keep the process in the legislature's court. This week, the state Supreme Court agreed to accept a petition from an independent group of university professors to fix the problem. Justice David Prosser voted with the majority to consider the new plan, but says he's worried that the court will end up doing the legislature's job.
I would want to play this straight. That is the way I feel. I don't want to ever have to be put in the position of compromising my principles.
Fellow conservative Justice Patience Rogensack voiced concerns about how much it would cost the court to fund an independent body to decide the fairness of a new redistricting map. But the more liberal justices, Shirley Abramson and Ann Walsh Bradley, argued the court needs to have a procedure in place if legislators can't agree on how to draw the lines. And Justice Lewis Butler, who won't be around to deal with the problem, agrees.
If the court is not prepared, then the court is going to be faced with difficulty in coming up with a rational decision in a timely fashion that will meet voters' concerns.
The court has agreed to set May 2009 as the deadline for the Committee of University Professors to come up with a plan that could include an independent citizens group that would arbitrate redistricting disputes. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.